Doesn't this sound familiar? A charismatic politician inspiring crowds with words that praise the little guy and put down big corporate interests, and with promises of a better society.
But this is not the U.S. presidential campaign. Instead, as Kyle James reports, this is Germany.
In Western Germany, a group of mostly miners and their families worried about the future of the industry is listening to speeches by members of a young political party called Die Linke, or the Left Party. And this audience likes what it hears. The star of the evening is Oskar Lafontaine, one of the co-leaders of the far-left Die Linke. It's a merger of the reformed Communist Party from East Germany and discontented social democrats like Lafontaine. He tells the audience what it wants to hear, that Germany shouldn't turn its back on coal mining. And then he addresses the larger problems he says are plaguing Germany, like policies that benefit corporations while welfare benefits are cut. The rich are getting richer, he says, while working people increasingly struggle to make ends meet. That's immoral, he says. Higher income people have to contribute their fair share. It's a message that's resonating with Germans who are casting their ballots for the far left in bigger and bigger numbers. They're upset at reforms of the country's social welfare and tax systems that have hit the poor and helped the well-off. Politicians say the reforms were needed to help Germany stay competitive on the global market, but many see them as a betrayal of the country's traditional concern for society's weaker members. Johannes Kahrs is a social democratic member of parliament who's watching the left party drain support from his ranks. He doesn't like it, but he understands why it's happening.
They see that many things are going in the wrong direction, like companies making huge profits, laying off people on the same time, and the CEOs get a pay rise of 30% or 40%. And they say that's unfair. That's not what Germany's social market economy is made of.
The social market is what Germans call the cooperation model between government, business, and unions that helped Germany achieve its economic miracle after World War II.
Die Wut wächst, mein Herz schlägt links.
70-year-old Marlies Krämer is one of the Left Party's new members. In her living room, she shows off her collection of political books written by Oskar Lafontaine, who's something of a hero to her. For 25 years, she was a member of the Social Democratic Party, and for a while a city councillor. But she's left her one-time political home because of its move to the center. She says she wants to support a party that has another vision for Germany.
Die Globalisierung, wie sie zurzeit läuft und herrscht,
globalization, as it's happening now, means that a small few are calling the shots all over the world, and they're forcing their way on everyone else. Capital is the driving force. Oskar Lafontaine is the one who has the courage to stand up to capital. He says how it can be different.
The Left Party's vision for society includes higher taxes for corporations, a wealth tax, renationalizing some privatized companies, and boosting welfare and jobless benefits. The party also wants to end all of Germany's military missions abroad, including in Afghanistan. Critics call it unrealistic and dangerous for Germany's economy and relations with its allies. They say Oskar Lafontaine and Die Linke are making promises that they could never keep if they actually came to power. On the streets of Saarbrücken, where Oskar Lafontaine used to be mayor, there's a good deal of support for the Left Party. 48-year-old Bernd Thomas has been shopping in this German city on the French border. He says in an increasingly complicated world, people are looking for reassurance.
There's a yearning for a clear, understandable message and vision, and that has helped the Left Party. With simple language, they connect with everyday people and offer protection against globalization. They're a good pinprick for the establishment, but I wouldn't really want to see them in power.
Observers say the Left Party is still seen by many as too radical to govern on the federal level anytime soon. But Germany's Green Party was considered radical when it burst upon the scene in the early 80s, and it ended up in the government coalition for 7 years. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.